Welcome to St. Cloud Somali Radio. With me is a special guest. She'll be talking about a lot of things about her organization, what they're all about. So tell us your name and what your organization is all about.
My name is Robin Gretsch. I am the local president for the St. Cloud JCs. The JCs are an international organization, so we range from the local to the state, national, and international level as well.
So what do you guys do?
Our mission for the organization is that we empower young people to create positive change in their community. So what that means is we focus really on making an impact in the communities and looking at the needs that communities have and how we can meet those needs, how we can best improve our communities. And
what are some of the examples that you guys do, specific examples that you do, your organization does?
Right. Specific to St. Cloud, we do a lot of youth activities. Coming up in the spring, we do a pitch, hit, and run competition, which is a baseball skills competition. So each kid age 7 to 14 has an opportunity to pitch 6 balls within the strike zone. They have an opportunity to hit, and then it's measured on accuracy, and then they also run a certain distance. And then if they place at the local level, they can go ahead and compete both at the sectional, state, and then as well at the national level for that one. We also have punt, pass, and kick in the fall. That's basically the same thing, but it's football. So you're punting, passing, and kicking.
Okay. So you do understand that there's a lot of Somali and East African or African population that live within St. Cloud, and also Latino population that live in the state, especially in central Minnesota and especially here in St. Cloud. How is your organization reaching out to such new groups to central Minnesota?
Our local organization really hasn't done a whole lot yet at this point. We are looking at trying to diversify both our membership as well as some of our programming. Right now, as president for this year, I do really want to look at our programming and what we can do to make the biggest impact community-wide versus just the small pockets of community members that we have been hitting.
Okay, and is it your budgets, do they come from things that you do, or do you do some fundraising? How's that work? I mean, how do you get fundings to do some of these programs?
Right. Most of our funding is done chapter-run fundraising events. So if we do work at the local grocery store to do brat sales, get some of that income that way. We've done some vendor parties. So like a Pampered Chef, like they'll run community fundraisers as well. So then that would benefit the organization. And then we then use those funds from those fundraisers then to put back into the community to run other projects that would then have an impact on the community as well.
And so you are the president here in St. Cloud?
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting. And then how many of you are board members, or how many of you, do you have a team, or do you just do it alone?
Our membership right now, we are sitting at right around 25. So it is a smaller organization with where we could be. Our current board is myself, and then we have the board structure has a setup of having 5 vice president positions. However, most of those positions are open this year. We do currently have a community development vice president and a secretary and a treasurer and then myself.
Okay.
So we do have other vice president positions available. So if people are looking for that leadership opportunity, it's definitely there for them.
Is it volunteer basis or it's paid basis? Do you get paid for that?
No, it is voluntary.
Okay.
Yep.
And we have youth issues, as you know, in many migrants in the U.S. and also in Minnesota, and we have organizations that are trying to help and do the right things and make the positive move and making sure some of the youth have opportunities to get ahead or to get themselves in a position like that. What do you think JC will do in regards to that? As in, making sure that, you are doing everything you can and reaching out to every communities in Minnesota. I know that's a very broad question. But I mean, I'm saying, like, specifically here. Okay, let's say you wasn't.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like, what do you think? What do you think should be done then? What's your idea? Do you have things that maybe that you would like to, ideas that you like to reach out to these groups on how you'll go, mm-hmm. you'll go about it, or would you want to talk to people first and then find out? I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be specific answer, but I mean, you can just tell me, you know, from our discussion.
Yep. Well, I think as a local organization, we really are looking at trying to make those connections within the community to see what needs are out there. And then how we as an organization can help improve the any concerns that they may be having. So right now it's kind of more of an information gathering stage and then moving on from there. So I think, I mean, we do have some programming. The St. Cloud chapter is one of the oldest chapters in the state. We've been around since 1930. So, I mean, there's definitely a history of the JCs within the St. Cloud community. The organization as a whole, we need to kind of look at what direction we want to be going right now.
So what special events do you guys have upcoming? And do you like to tell people out there to come and be part of your events?
Well, this Saturday, actually at Midtown Square Mall, we do have a craft fair, a vendor sale that will be taking place from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. So that is at 3333 West Division Street. It's the one with Old Country Buffet.
Right.
So right.
That is the Saturday of the 23rd.
Correct.
March 23rd from
9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay.
Yep.
And specifically, again, the location is going to be in downtown St. Cloud, correct?
That is at Midtown Square Mall.
It's Midtown Square Mall, right on Division?
Yes.
Right? So yep. Right opposite Chuck E. Cheese?
Yes.
Okay. And there's also a Burger King right across the street.
Correct.
If I'm not wrong. So yep. Right there, you'll have an event doing what again?
We are having a craft vendor sale. So we'll have people coming in to sell both homemade crafts as well as different vendor organization or companies that they represent. We have Tupperware coming in. We have a Norwex coming in. We have Jamberry Nails. Can't think of the others. I know we have several coming in.
Right.
It will be a really good event.
Is there anything else you want to say? You want to add about your organization? I mean, what's going on? What's new? Where are you guys moving to? What's your future look like?
The JCs in general, and as well as Junior Chamber International, are a absolutely fabulous organization. They give young adults that opportunity. It's a leadership development organization, so it's not just being able to impact our community, but it's also being able to build our own leadership skills as well. So we have different programs within the organizations, whether it's taking on a board position at the local level. We have various programs that we do, like one report that we do on projects is basically writing a business plan. So by running a project, doing that paperwork, you know how to do a business plan. We have in three weeks, the April 5th and 6th, we do have a nationally certified trainer coming in as well, who is going to do some Junior Chamber International trainings here in St. Cloud. So that is how to best impact your community, what kind of process we need to go through, as well as there are two other trainings that would be basically your leadership development in the organization and how to move beyond just the local level if you wish to do so, because there are several leadership opportunities.
Thank you very much today. We have your presence here at St. Cloud Somali Radio, and I hope people, listeners out there will inquire more about JCs. Do you guys have a website or a phone number?
We do. The St. Cloud chapter is stcjcs.org, and the Minnesota JCs, mnjcs.org, or usjcs as well. It's all, and then JCI is Junior Chamber International, is jci.cc.
And if anybody had inquiries, what's your phone number out there?
My personal phone number would be the one to contact if you do want one information on the chapter. I can...
And you can get that. You can get that information online. You can
correct.
Get that information on Facebook. Are you guys on Facebook as well?
We are.
Okay,
J-A-Y-C-E-E-S,
right?
Yes.
Excellent. And also, are you guys on Twitter?
We, St. Cloud chapter, is not on Twitter. The Minnesota JC organization is on Twitter.
And what's your Twitter address on there?
I am not certain what that one is. They are on LinkedIn as well, and they're all over.
No problem at all. Thank you for being here. And like you said, you can find them on Facebook, JCs. You know, I think that's the easiest way for the youth. Yep. Add them as friend, and you can see more what they do for the community. I think that's very important for us here. And my name is, again, Haji, and this is St. Cloud Somali Radio. Thank you for being with us today. And I want to just say this out loud too, that we do have other organizations that are helping this community and in central Minnesota, and hopefully they will come on studio and we can talk about it. With that, I'd like to say thank you very much, and I hope we get to meet with your team again, and then we invite us for your event so we can have some recording and see what's going on. Okay,
we will. Yes, thank you
very much again. Appreciate it.